Hello.
Oh, hi, Philip. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So I was following up. You had called in earlier and you wanted to see if there were any options where you could reactivate this for like $150.
Yeah.
So there's two options. Number one, have you heard of the Google Verified Exclusive Lead Program?
No.
Okay. It used to be called Google Guaranteed, and they just switched the name in this October to Google Verified. So how it works is it's an exclusive lead program, meaning that if you get a lead through Google Verified, it only comes to you. And you're only charged for it if it's an actual valid person, you know, looking for your service within your area. So, yeah, I know that a lot of the typical lead services, they'll charge you for, you know, bogus leads or people that are 150 miles away. And Google is obviously not interested in selling leads to multiple businesses. So, you know, you're credited back if you ever were to receive one that, you know, wasn't valid. Mm-hmm. And in order to participate in this program, you'd have to pass a background check. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So all we charge is the one-time application fee of $250, but they pulled us aside this morning and they gave us a special that since today's Halloween, they said we can do a special for the holiday where they reduce that application fee down to just $150, okay? Now, that application takes about 4 to 8 weeks to get approved. Once you're approved, you get a little blue or green check mark next to your name on Google, and now everybody knows that you're a Google Verified approved company, so it adds a bunch of credibility because now Google is backing your work. And then at that point, once you're approved, we would call you and say, okay, Philip, we want to activate the leads to, for your budget, and they would collect 13 leads worth of budget or $557. So the leads are only going to run you about $42.67 each, and then you don't have to take on 13 leads every month. You just take on as little or as many as you want. So let's say that you take on 5 or 6 leads and they're all big jobs and you don't need to take on all 13. Then what happens is the next month you pay for those 5 or 6 leads that you took just to kind of replenish that bucket.
I see.
Yeah.
And it's $550 a month?
No, it would be $557 to activate the leads 4 weeks from now once you're, or 4 to 8 weeks, whenever you're approved. And then that equals 13 qualified leads. And again, I want to tell you the main benefit, people that have used us for years, that have used other lead services for years or directories, they're telling us that this is the highest revenue return they've seen over anything. And that's because it's an exclusive lead program, but also that you're being credited back for leads in, you know, in case it, you know, someone calls you off of it and says, you know, hey, Phil, are you hiring? You're not going to pay for that because that's not a lead, right?
That happens a lot, too.
Of course, yeah, with those tips, because those lead services, the people tell me that they sometimes will get credits for calls like that, but for the ones that they don't, it becomes almost impossible to manage because it happens all the time, right?
Yeah.
So with this, you don't have to worry about that. Also, if you get a call from someone that says, hey, Phil, do you do interior and exterior painting? I'm in Las Vegas. Well, again, you know, you're in California, so you're not going to pay for that. So you'll only pay for the ones that are in your service area. So I think, you know, if you're on a limited budget now and you only have 150, then I would highly suggest that program because you'll get a better revenue return. Second option would be to take the same program that you had before that you were paying $199 for, and I would have to get an override and see if they would allow me to put you into friends and family pricing for that package, which is just $149 a month.
Right. Okay, so my question is, after you pay that 500 and whatever you're saying, you get 13 leads, and that's it? Or do they... start over again, or how does, or?
Yeah, they roll over if you don't use them all, because I've had people that they pay their activation budget only once every 3 months because they are taking on only 3 or 4 leads a month, right? But there's also people that do so well with it and they have many crews that they want to take on 20 or 30 leads a month. So you can take on as little or as many as you want, but the 557 includes 13 leads. So, you know, chances are they're not going to call you to add more into the budget unless that was depleted at least down by half. So, you know, you can strategically manage it where the leads last you longer than just, you know, the 1 month. You could stretch it out for 2 or 3 months if you wanted to.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? I might actually want to do that. Because
I would. I think you're going to get really well with it.
Yeah. So I was going to say, I get leads from Angie's, and like more than half of them, either they don't answer or they're like, oh, I was just looking. I'm like, man, I got to pay $150 for this lead. Like,
oh, wow.
So it happens a lot. But I've been staying afloat. I mean, that one or two jobs I do get covers me for the month, but I don't know. They should be screening those things more, I think. But if you're saying I get 13 leads, then it has to be, you know, a customer connected with them and this and that. That's way better.
It's way better. That's why people are telling us that they're just going wild over this program. And you getting in on it now, you're kind of at the ground level because it's a brand new program as of May of last year. So Google rolled it out in small areas and small batches where it wasn't even available in every category and in all areas. So I had to check when you called in earlier if it was even available for your area and for painting, and it is. So that's why I thought, oh, man, since they're doing that special today, I think this would be the perfect timing for you to get in on it, you know?
Right, right. Okay.
So then,
yeah, let's try that, and then let's try doing that. Like background check, what do you mean? They just check if I have my license and I'm bonded and stuff, or?
Yes, requirements for painter in California is, give me a second, I had just pulled that up. It's a certificate of insurance, $1 million, general liability, and then a California State C-33 painting contractor license. So as long as you have those two things and you don't have any felonies or anything like that within the past 7 years, you'll pass that background check with flying colors.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I haven't had no felonies in the last 7 years.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, so let me just indicate here what you wanted to do.
The insurance part you said, is it my bond insurance? Because I have... Or is it separate from my bond insurance, like general liability? I know you said general liability. I mean, I could get that right now, but I never really.
A lot of people that have insurance policies, they'll call them to up it, and then they find out that it's already $1 million. I've noticed that that's kind of the standard, because for some industries, it'll say that only $250,000 is required, and then when they call them to up it, they find out it's already, you know, in there. So you might already have it with your bond, but if not, you know, definitely add it just while they're going through this background check so that you can get approved. And then once you're approved and you get that check mark next to your name, that's where you're going to get a whole lot of added credibility. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I'll probably just call and have them add it to my thing if they don't have it already.
Okay. And then one thing that I also want to recommend, because I saw that you called in earlier to remove the call tracking number, I recommend that you put it back on, because that's your ammo that you know for a fact that the leads that are coming in are credible, and it's also how our department will track it. So in the event that, you know, one falls through the cracks, which usually never happens, but let's say that you were charged for one that wasn't supposed to be charged for, you could easily say, like, look, it's on my dashboard. It was the call that came in on November 15th or whatever, and then they can go in and provide credits for you accordingly. So, you know, I would highly recommend, you know, that we put that back on there. And it wouldn't cost you extra. Typically, they charge extra for the call tracking, but since you're a former client, I can put that on there and not charge you extra for it, of course.
Yeah, I didn't know I was going to do all that. I was trying to have them remove it because it's been there this whole time, and I wasn't even with you guys for the last few months, and it's been there. So when people see it and call it, it says it's the number's no good. It's, you know, not accepting calls. So I'm like, I need to get that removed.
It might be actually not even available anymore because when an account cancels, usually we can retrieve the same number as long as somebody reactivates within 2 weeks. Since it's been over 2 weeks, what we'll do is obviously we'll try to get the same number, but if we have to use a different one, we'll update it everywhere for you, meaning even though you're not doing the local Google with us anymore, we'll go into your Google business page and update it, and on your website we'll update it just so that people would be able to call you, even though they're calling through the Google Verified Guaranteed Lead Program, right? It's still going to help you, you know, to have that tracking number. So I'll make a note of that. Just so I can make sure that I can override the charge on it. Yeah, but go ahead. You had a question.
Okay. So, like, say someone calls me and, like, hey, are you guys hiring? And I'm like, no. And then how are you guys going to know I'm telling the truth or whatever about that? I'm like, hey, you know what I mean?
The call tracking number, they're stored on the dashboard. And they will have a little stamp next to them, and they'll say Google Verified, charged or not charged. So you can easily go through and listen to the calls and make sure that the ones that you were charged for were actual valid leads. And then if you see one that comes through the dashboard and it doesn't say Google Verified, charged or not charged, it's just on there, then that just came organically, meaning somebody that happened to find you, maybe they saw a yard sign or a neighbor was using you, so they looked you up. So they can still call you through that number, and it wouldn't be counted in, obviously, the leads. You would only be, you know, charged for the ones that are actually coming through that Google Verified program.
Okay, so the calls are recorded.
Exactly. They're recorded and they're stored on your dashboard for quality assurance. Okay. And then also, it eliminates a lot of spam callers too when you have that call tracking number on there. Cause I don't know if you recall from when you had it before, but we always put a press one, press two greeting. You know, if you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. We do that because a lot of scam callers are computer generated. And they can't press one or two, right? So those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cool. So I have all of your information stored from before, and I just want to double check, make sure that nothing changed. But first off would be the email. You want me to still send it to prouddefender@icloud.com?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yes. And then Patriot Painting is associated still with 1617 West Meadow Avenue in Visalia?
Yes.
93277. Okay. And then how do you want to set this up? Do you want to use a debit or a credit card?
Debit.
Okay. And does it have your name displayed or the company name or both?
My name, yeah.
Okay, any middle name or initial for you or just Philip Hodge?
Just Philip Hodge.
Okay, and is the Meadow Avenue also the billing address or is it a different address for billing?
Yeah, that's the address.
Okay, perfect. Now, we have a card stored on here from before that ends in 0922. So if you still want to use that one, I'd probably just have to update the expiration. But if it's a whole different number, I'll just enter it now.
We can still use the one you have.
Okay. And then what's the expiration?
Let me look real quick.
Okay. Thank you.
$170 billion. The expiration is 0730.
0730, and then the code on the back?
603,
okay. Give me a second, it's updating something, so it didn't let me go to that next screen. Okay, there we go, it was spinning. Sometimes computers have a mind of their own. So I'll charge this application fee now, and that will trigger the application to be sent to you. And you can start working on that over the weekend. And then we'll make an appointment on Monday for the Google Verified onboarding department to call you. And they'll go over that application with you just to make sure that, you know, the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed and nothing was left out, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let me just...
How much was it? Right now you said it was $100 or $150?
$150. Mm-hmm. $150 okay. Flat. There's no taxes or surcharges or anything like that. And I did get the green light on that payment. So lastly, what I want to do is on Monday for the onboarding, let me see. They want me to schedule like a 30-minute window, and I'm just opening up their calendar to see what's available, and then you can tell me. My goodness, Monday is November 3rd already. I can't believe it.
I know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Einstein.
It really is. It really is. So we have at 11 o'clock available on Monday, 11:30, 12:30, and then the afternoon is pretty much wide open if you want 2 or 3 or 3:30. But what do you think would work best?
11 works. 11 works.
11.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to block out a 30-minute window from 11 to 11:30 on Monday. And then can you just confirm real quick that you did get the application? It'll say your Google Verified campaign starts now. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can go ahead and there's that little blue link in there that says click here, and that will open up the application where you can upload your license and insurance and all of that good stuff. Now, I want to give you a heads up, Philip. It will ask you for a social security number or your driver's license. It also will ask you if you're aware that it's third-party companies that we use to do the background checks, such as Pinkerton or Evident ID. So if you get a call from Pinkerton or Evident ID, you'll know that it's on the up and up and it's associated with your Google Verified background check, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then just making sure that I can grab this appointment. And I'll send a little reminder to you on Monday. It's automated, but it'll come to you around 10 o'clock since we're booking 11, just reminding you, you know, hey, Local Flesh will be calling for that onboarding appointment.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So other than that, you are all good to go. I'm so glad that it worked out for you. I'm really happy, you know, especially if things have been slow, that this is definitely gonna help you a lot. So please keep in contact with me. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you need anything else down the road, or, you know, maybe when you're getting, you know, highly profitable, you might even want to re-add the local map optimization on Google and the Facebook ads that you had before, you know. So we could always talk about some, you know, other products later. But I'm just so glad that you happened to contact us today while we were running the special. I think it's perfect timing for you.
Right. Me too. I also have a question. So when I get these leads, where are they seeing or finding this from? Is this like, is it being put at the top of a list, being sponsored or what?
Yes, above the sponsored. It's on the very, very top, above the pay-per-click ads and above the maps and everything. So the Google Verified, they show first on every page. So I'll send you an email that will show you what your listing will look like once you have that check mark next to your name. And I'll also show you on that email, you know, where you'd be displayed. There's some screenshots on there. I want to let you know that that email will say that the application fee is $250, but remember, just disregard all that because we got you in on the special, okay?
Cool. Okay.
Yep. Yep, very cool. So other than that, you have anything fun planned for tonight? You have any little ones to take around for the Halloween or not?
I'm just probably just going to hang out at home. My son, he lives in with his mom, so.
Oh, nice. Do you get a lot of trick-or-treaters in your neighborhood or not that much?
No, I don't see any. And we live in a nice neighborhood, too. It's really weird, so. Yeah.
Same here. We have a neighborhood that's actually known where like they'll put like posts out in neighborhood alerts like this neighborhood is like popping for Halloween. Everybody go there. So I always go buy a bunch of candy and I wait and nobody comes, but our house is kind of like the last one off the street. And I think that like everybody's just so excited to be part of like all of the commotion. They all stay like out where like all the houses are like all together. And since ours is like a little bit of a distance back, nobody comes that far. But every year I'm ready. I have my gummy bears ready today. I got them at Costco.
it's strange. Like every year it's like you see less and less people. So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's honestly never been my favorite holiday. It's fun for the kids, but there's a lot of darkness around it too that I don't enjoy. So I told my granddaughters, you know, I said, I don't really want you to do anything that's kind of evil. I don't want you to be a devil or a monster or anything. And the one granddaughter said, well, that's good that you told me because I was going to be Scream. And I was like, why would you want to like dress up as like a serial killer from a movie? Like that doesn't make sense to me, you know?
Crazy,
so she became like a K-pop girl instead, so I was happy about that.
Right?
Yeah, totally, yeah. I know, it certainly is, so. But, well, I enjoyed talking to you. Do you still have my extension from before, the 777? Because I can text it to you again, just so you have it.
Yeah, go ahead and text it to me, so I don't forget.
You got it. Okay. And then that way, you know, after they call you on Monday, if you have any questions on the application or anything like that, you can always call me. I preface that by telling you, you know, I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. I don't do anything with background checks other than getting you set up. But you most certainly can call me. And if I can't help you, I'll get you to the person that can. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
All right, so I'm sending that to you right now. And then in the meantime, have a nice weekend coming up, too.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, you're welcome, Phil. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.